God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does the church hunger and desire for the gifts of the Spirit? No. No. They don't. We're not to judge any other group or anybody else, but how about us? Well, that's why we're talking about it. That's why faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by the Word of God. So could we just at this point decide, yes, I want to be hungry.
Yes.
Right? I'm willing to desire. And what's going to cause us to desire and hunger more? Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, you weren't desirous of that new car until you found out that it was out. And then, oh, they just made it. And then you found out, you know, I was looking at one the other day, kind of stirred me up. I mean, this thing's fast. Whoo, this thing will singe your eyebrows. I mean, this... And I didn't know that they had that out. I got to looking at it, and I thought, wow. And so the more I looked, the more I thought, yeah, I'd kind of like to have that. But hadn't even been desiring it at all until I saw it. Well, why don't people desire the gifts of the Spirit? Don't know about them? Don't hear about them? How many understand in many, 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 many churches, the Holy Spirit is not talked about? And supernatural gifts of the Spirit aren't even believed in. So they're certainly not preached and talked about. And as a result, people do not desire them. They're not hungry for them. But we're getting hungrier. If the Bible tells you to covet something earnestly, what should you do? Then we should covet earnestly. More than any natural thing. It's okay to sow seed for a house and claim a house, but you don't want to have house on the brain. Or car on the brain. Or jewelry on the brain. Or clothes. What do you know what I mean by jewelry on the brain? What does that mean? You think about it all the time. That's not okay. Set your affection on things above, not on things beneath. I don't care how nice a car it is, how nice of a house it is, in a few more days, it's just going to be ashes. Nothing. You can't take any of it with you. It's only to be used for a real short time, and it really doesn't matter that much. Not in the big picture of things. But these things last forever. Because these things affect people's lives, including your own. So skip down to the 14th chapter. Let's go. We begin on this last week, but let's go further into it. The 14th chapter and the 39th verse. Wherefore, brethren, covet, there it is again, covet to what? Were you thinking that today? Were you thinking, man, I like to prophesy. I want to prophesy. Who's this scripture to? Covet to prophesy. Is it just written to preachers?
No.
Is it just written to a few super spiritual people?
No.
In fact, we're going to read in a few more minutes in this same chapter. He said, you may all prophesy. Most of the church doesn't believe that, or even know what it is, or what he means. And you can see why he starts off this 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians, by saying, I would not have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Why would he say that? Because he knew. He knew what was coming. And that is the current state of so much of the church world. Just great or sometimes complete ignorance of this. But that's being corrected with Faith Life Church. Yes. Right? We are thinking about it. We are looking at it. And we're going to keep on looking at it until we get hungry and we actually desire these things. We desire, covet more than we ever wanted any car or house or natural thing. We desire the manifestation of the Spirit of God. We desire these things. And here he says specifically, he said, covet earnestly the greater gifts. And here he says, covet to prophesy. Are you supposed to be coveting to prophesy? Yes. Well, I'm not a prophet. He didn't say you had to be. Prophesying doesn't make you a prophet. And a lot of folk just don't know what it is. We're going to talk about it as we go. But if the Bible says you ought to covet it, would you just take that by faith and say, this is something I ought to be coveting? What's something you ought to be coveting? Prophesying. Prophesying. Yeah. Can you tell what a long road we got ahead of us here? Can you sense it? And see, we call ourselves a Holy Ghost church. And here's where we are. Where does that leave folk that don't even believe in the Holy Spirit? Well, we claim to be word people. We claim to be Bible people. So let's lay hold of this. How many understand this is the New Testament? This is right smack in the middle of the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
And if the Lord told us through the Holy Spirit, you ought to covet these. Covet them earnestly. Then that's what we ought to be doing. Coveting. He said, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Don't say you can't talk in tongues. Well, a lot of churches ought to read that, hadn't they? Verse 40. Just let all things be done decently and in order. Now that alone tells you we have a lot to do with it. Because if it was all the Holy Spirit, you don't have to tell Him to do it right. He's talking about two things specifically, prophesying and talking in tongues. And that's what this whole chapter is devoted to. We got a whole chapter in the New Testament instructing about talking in tongues and prophesying. It must be important, mustn't it? A whole chapter in the New Testament. Read it. If you doubt it, read it for yourself. And see, the whole thing is talking about speaking in tongues and prophesying. And that's how he ends up by saying, covet to prophesy. And don't forbid to speak in tongues, but let it all be done decently, or one translation says properly, and in order. Well, we must have a lot to do with speaking in tongues and prophesying. Because if it was all Holy Ghost, you certainly wouldn't have to tell Him to do it decently and in order. The Holy Ghost is always perfect. But He manifests through us. And we might make a mistake. Why do we need a whole chapter of instructions on something that the Holy Ghost does? The Holy Spirit doesn't need instructions. But we do. Because there's a human side to the gifts of the Spirit. And even though the Spirit of God is legitimately moving, we could mess it up. We could sense something right, but yield and try to act on it wrong. The Spirit of God could be giving us something, and we can jump to a wrong conclusion by what it means. Or what it is. That's why we need to use our phraseology according to the Bible. Even when you're talking about, you know, what the Lord said. People say, well, the Lord told me this. Well, now that's a strong way to say it. And it can be that that's how it was. But a lot of times, looking back over the whole thing, it turned out it was obvious it wasn't the Lord. So the Lord wasn't wrong. Huh? If he told you something, it was right. And if he told you something was going to happen, then that's what's going to happen. But see, people can make mistakes. They can sense something and in their own mind decide what that means. Or they can sense something and jump to conclusions about what that's going to mean and how that's going to work out. So a lot of times we need to say it like this. I sense this. Well, what did the Lord say? I wouldn't say that he said that. I sense this. What does that mean? And many times you need to say, I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean? You need to say, I don't know what that means. But I sense this. And yet there can be something come so strong, for instance, through the prophet's ministry, that he should say, thus saith the Lord. This is what the Holy Ghost said. This is not what I think he said. He said this. And yet that's a very strong statement, isn't it? You don't hear me say that all the time or every day or every service. And yet there's times you've heard me say it. And in all of our lives, that's the way it is. Well, we've got a lot to learn, don't we? Are you interested in learning about it? Are you hungry about this? We're supposed to be spiritual people. Spirit-led, not just mental people, not just natural people, spiritual people. And it's not supposed to be weird and strange. We're supposed to live like this. It's just supposed to be our normal way of life. Covet, he said, to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Now let's go back to chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and read in verse 1. Now concerning spirituals or spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. He's talking about speaking by inspiration. Anybody can say off the top of their head, Jesus is Lord. People that don't even believe in God could say that. You can find somebody drunk on the street and say, I'll give you $100 if you'll say Jesus is Lord. Well, they might slur it and they might use profanity before it and after it, and that don't mean they were speaking by the Holy Spirit. He's talking specifically, and you read this in the 14th chapter with it, and you see very obviously, he's talking about speaking by inspiration. And the speaking by inspiration includes speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and prophecy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Different Kinds of Tongues, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304C. That's R1304C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.